hockey has a great opportunity here. I think we've got a great side and potentially we can medal at the Olympics and if all things going well. And if we can use that to get more people into hockey, it's given me so much and so many my teammates so much in terms of team working skills and things like that. And I think it's a really good game in terms of what it can give you. So the more people we can get into hockey, the better. And there's a great turnout here today and I'm sure they'll have a great time in the tournament.
How important is it to engage people at a young age? I know a lot of people play hockey at school and perhaps then don't follow it on. Is that kind of traditionally a problem, that there's a lot of hockey in school, but then beyond that, perhaps it's not followed on as much?
Yeah, it's a strange one for me because I always played for my club and that was where I played most of my hockey. We are finding that now, that this generation seems to only play at school and don't tend to join clubs, things like that. And I think you can gain so much. You interact with older kids, younger kids, and you can learn so much just from that, really. I think it's hockey can be great if you play at a club level. I think you can learn a lot from that and gain a lot from it as well.
I was up to Bisham Abbey about a month or so ago, talked to some of the GB women hockey team when I was up there and had a look around. It's a great facility, great setup that you've got there. What is the kind of mood going into this Olympic year at the moment? So it's obviously probably your greatest highlight. It'll be the greatest highlight for all athletes in Britain, won't it?
Yeah, I mean, I think just genuine excitement, really. I think we went to the last Olympics. For a lot of us, it'll be our second Olympics, for some people third. But we went to the last Olympics and we were a team on the rise, but we weren't sure whether we had the capabilities of medalling. Whereas now we're fourth in the world and we've medalled in the last two or three major tournaments. So we're really looking to push through and take that into the Olympics. And if things go well for us, we can medal. And that's why the squad are genuinely excited, because we can achieve the medals that everyone hopes to do at the home Olympics, which will be amazing.
Yeah. Who will be the main rivals, do you think? Australia, New Zealand, those kind of teams?
Yeah, Australia at the moment are the standout team to beat. And then Germany follow them. And then you've obviously got Holland and Spain, who are always tough. So, yeah, I mean, Australia are the team to beat. So hopefully we'll get a kind pool and we'll be able to avoid them and make sure we meet them in the final.
Yeah. And one other thing about hockey as well, obviously a mass participation sport, particularly here in Cornwall, lots and lots of people play hockey. Why do you think it hasn't kind of taken on as much at the club level? Obviously there's a big international tournaments that you go to, the Champions Trophy, the Olympic Games, the Commonwealth Games. But in terms of club hockey, with so much participation, why do you think it hasn't perhaps made that? Is it down to money at the end of the day? Is that part of the problem, do you think? Or?
Well, the money does help. I mean, there's no two qualms about it. If you can train full-time at something, then you can be better at it. There's a direct link between how much time you put into something and how much better you can be at it to a level. I mean, other nations train to full-time as well, so then it becomes a case of being a better nation than them and things like that. So it'd be nice to stand here and go, money isn't an object, but unfortunately it is. So luckily we have UK sport funding and UK lottery that helps support us with that, which has enabled us in this Olympic year to train full-time for the home Olympics. And without that, you know, we would be falling behind other nations and then the task would be even harder. But with their support, we're able to train at Bisham three or four times a week, a great facility that we have there, and hopefully that will make the difference.
And just finally, trying to put myself in your shoes at the moment, for people who don't know how much or realise how much you're training, just take us through kind of a general week or a general day with the hockey team. What do you actually get up to?
A general week is Monday, so we'll go in and do a speed block and then we'll do a weight session after that. So that's 2 or 3 hours training. And then Tuesdays we'll be on the pitch twice, so we'll be on the pitch for 2 hours in the morning, maybe 2 hours in the afternoon, and then we'll do some meetings in and around that. Wednesday we're back in the weights room again with a gym session and a speed block. Thursday we then train for 2 hours in the morning, 2 hours in the afternoon. Friday the same, 2 hours in the morning, 2 hours in the afternoon. And then Saturday we rest, and then Sunday we play for our clubs. And in and around that we've got our vision work that we do to help increase our awareness. We do our video work, so we're looking at old footage of our tapes and things like that and looking at how we can improve that aspect. And then all the other things that go with it. So it's pretty full on, pretty intense. It doesn't leave a lot of room for much else. But that's what we're willing to do for this next year, to make sure that, you know, well, I say year, for the next 6 months, so we make sure that we're in the best condition we can be in when we go into those Olympic Games.